DeepEnglish.com.
In 1922, archaeologist Howard Carter found the tomb of King Tutankhamun, the Boy King, also known as King Tut. Was Howard Carter a boy king? No, Howard Carter wasn't a boy king. Howard Carter was an archaeologist. When did he find the tomb of King Tut? He found the tomb of King Tut in 1922. In 1907, Lord Carnarvon hired Carter to search the burial tombs of Egypt for dead nobles. In 1907, what did Lord Carnarvon hire Carter to do? In 1907, Lord Carnarvon hired Carter to search the burial tombs of Egypt for dead nobles. For 16 years, Carter hunted for archaeological mysteries. His long search was fruitless. How long did Carter hunt for archaeological mysteries? Carter hunted for archaeological mysteries for 16 years. Was his long search fruitful? No, his long search wasn't fruitful. His long search was fruitless. Carter became obsessed with finding the tomb of the forgotten dead king. His patience paid off. What did Carter become obsessed with? Carter became obsessed with finding the tomb of the forgotten dead king. Did his patience pay off? Yes, it did. His patience paid off. On November 4th, 1922, he discovered a step that had been cut into a rock. Did he discover a rock that had been placed on a step? No, he didn't discover a rock that had been placed on a step. He discovered a step that had been cut into a rock. The step led to 16 stairs, and the stairs led to a sealed door covered in royal designs. How many stairs did the step lead to? The step led to 16 stairs, and what did the stairs lead to? The stairs led to a sealed door covered in royal designs. An excited Carter immediately sent word to Lord Carnarvon. How did Carter feel? He felt excited. To whom did he send word? He sent word to Lord Carnarvon. 3 weeks later, the two men went down the steps together. What did the two men do together? The two men went down the steps together. Workmen removed the sealed door. Did Carter and Carnarvon remove the sealed door? No, they didn't remove the sealed door. Workmen removed the sealed door. Behind that door were things that no one had seen in 3,300 years. What was behind that door? Behind that door were things that no one had seen in 3,300 years. King Tut's burial chamber was stuffed with treasure beyond imagining. Was King Tut stuffed with treasure beyond imagining? No, King Tut was not stuffed with treasure beyond imagining. His burial chamber was stuffed with treasure beyond imagining. Its discovery would make household names of Carter and Carnarvon. Would its discovery make household names of Carter and Carnarvon? Yes, it would. Its discovery would make household names of Carter and Carnarvon. It would also make a legend of the forgotten boy king who died at age 18. Who was the forgotten boy king? The forgotten boy king was King Tut. How old was King Tut when he died? King Tut was 18 when he died. Amongst the treasure was the royal Egyptian mummy in his elaborate coffin. His face was hidden by a mask made from gold. Who was the royal Egyptian mummy? King Tut was the royal Egyptian mummy. Was his coffin plain? No, his coffin wasn't plain. His coffin was elaborate. And what was his face hidden by? His face was hidden by a mask made from gold. Some say something else was in that dark and secret tomb, a terrible curse for anyone who violated King Tut's final resting place. Do some say there was something else in that dark and secret tomb? Yes, some say there was something else in that dark and secret tomb. Was it a funny joke? No, it wasn't a funny joke. It was a terrible curse. Can there be any truth in such a superstition? In March of the next year, Lord Carnarvon was bitten by a mosquito. The British aristocrat made the bite worse while shaving. In March of the next year, was Lord Carnarvon bitten by a snake? No, Lord Carnarvon was not bitten by a snake. Lord Carnarvon was bitten by a mosquito. How did he make the bite worse? He made the bite worse by shaving. Shortly after, he died of blood poisoning. His dog was said to have died the same time his master kicked the bucket. What did he die of? He died of blood poisoning. Who else was said to have kicked the bucket around the same time? His dog was said to have kicked the bucket around the same time. A member of Carter's excavation team died of arsenic poisoning, and a rich American who visited the tomb died of pneumonia shortly after. Did a member of Carter's excavation team die of pneumonia? No, a member of Carter's excavation team didn't die of pneumonia. He died of arsenic poisoning. People involved with the tomb were dropping like flies. Who was dropping like flies? People involved with the tomb were dropping like flies. The creator of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, called it the curse of the mummy. Who was the creator of Sherlock Holmes? Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was the creator of Sherlock Holmes. The curse of King Tut was born. What was born? The curse of King Tut was born. Critics say if such a curse exists, why was Carter spared? The famous archaeologist didn't die until 1939 at the age of 64. When did Carter die? He died in 1939 at the age of 64. They also say that Lord Carnarvon was chronically ill before he entered the tomb. Was Lord Carnarvon chronically ill before or after he entered the tomb? He was chronically ill before he entered the tomb. Despite this, the curse of King Tut has become equally as famous as the archaeological discovery. Which has become more famous, the curse of King Tut or the archaeological discovery of his tomb? Neither one has become more famous than the other. The curse of King Tut has become equally as famous as the archaeological discovery. In 1982, San Francisco Police Lieutenant George LaBrash suffered a stroke while guarding the ancient mask of King Tut. Was George LaBrash a San Francisco fireman? No, George LaBrash wasn't a San Francisco fireman. He was a San Francisco police lieutenant. What happened to him while he was guarding the ancient mask of King Tut? He suffered a stroke while guarding the ancient mask of King Tut. LaBrash sued the authorities. He believed he was a victim of the pharaoh's curse. Who did LaBrash sue? LaBrash sued the authorities. What did he believe? He believed he was a victim of the pharaoh's curse. LaBrash said, "I firmly believe that King Tut's curse is as good an explanation for what happened to me as any." Did LaBrash believe that King Tut's curse was a good explanation or a bad explanation for what happened to him? LaBrash believed that King Tut's curse was a good explanation for what happened to him. The police officer was unsuccessful in his lawsuit. Was the police officer successful in his lawsuit? No, he wasn't successful in his lawsuit. He was unsuccessful. Did Carter and Carnarvon really unearth a terrible curse? Or is it nothing more than a series of coincidences? What do you think?